He will rule them with an iron rod. He will release the fierce wrath of God, the Almighty, like juice flowing from a wine press. On his robe at his thigh was written this title, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Finest of pure white linen followed him on white horses. From his mouth came a sharp sword to strike down the nations. He will rule them with an iron rod. He will release the fierce wrath of God, the Almighty, like juice flowing from a wine press. On his robe at his thigh was written this title, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. White horses. From his mouth came a sharp sword to strike down the nations. He will rule them with an iron rod. He will release the fierce wrath of God, the Almighty, like juice flowing from a wine press. On his robe at his thigh was written this title, King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
Good morning, Patriots. I hope you guys are having a great day and you're ready for fun with Melly. Today, we are talking about President Trump's more genius moves. And so I just want to make sure that you don't miss them. He has just posted basically 5-5. I'm going to show you that. And so what does that mean? Really, he's communicating with us, but what he's really wanting us to do is communicate with the world what his comms are. And so that's really a message. I believe that whole thing is a message. Not just for our benefit. Yes, it is beneficial for us, and it helps us to be confident that he's the leader of this amazing operation, but also for us to share this information. So that's what we're all about. That's Melissa Redpill. If you're not familiar, we have the Freedom Force Battalion. We are on it like white on rice, as every day we go and into battle charge. I want to show you where he posted 5-5. Check this out. Did you notice this? This bing, bing, bing. It's not just being cute and everybody thinks it's funny. It's a message to you and me. Check it out.
Jordan and our guys were there. Bing, 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 bing. Five. Bing, 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 bing. Right? I don't want to be by 10-6. I had to be right here. That would have been a great sound bite. There were 5 missiles and we shot all 5 down before they got close. Nobody else has that capacity. These weapons are incredible. We have to be very careful about letting out of Jordan. And our guys were there. Bing, 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 bing.
He's saying 5-5. And what is he saying, really? I finally figured out what I was trying to find on the line. So here we go. I will make sure to share with you the link over to the YouTube also, so you guys can share this and be a what I'd really love for you guys to do is join on both of them, like on both of them, and comment on both of them, and cross-pollinate, get to know each other, all the wonderful Patriots on both YouTube and on Rumble. So I'm going to pop this over into the Rumble chat, and if you guys can pop the Rumble chat over into the YouTube, I would really appreciate it. So there it is, right there. So what is it that he wants to share, us to share? What does he want us to push out into the world? And this is really the genius of President Trump, is how he is communicating with the world, because he's got to bypass this terrible enemy of the people, the mainstream media, the mouthpiece of the cabal. And so how is he doing it? And so this is the biggest part of his genius. How is he able to overcome this terrible criminal network? So if you like this information, make sure to go ahead and hit the like button right now. Let's hit it now before I forget to tell you, to remind you, because this is, I know you'll really enjoy getting this information and sharing it. I'm going to show you where to get all the goodies that I'm going to show you today, and how you can get this pushed out there, not only on X, but also on any social media that you are on. So find a way to get it into the hands of the people. I think it's really happening now. This is my website right here, melissaredpill.com. We look at how this is biblical. This is the end times for them. I'll go into that in a little bit. You're going to love what I have to share with you on that too. All right, so Lou, I want you to see what Bobby Kennedy said. You know, it really, that should tell everybody everything they need to know. And we have the nephew of our wonderful JFK, who was assassinated for fighting this very same cabal, that he is right up there with President Trump. And, you know, he is our HHS secretary. Absolutely amazing. Such a beautiful day that we're living in. So I want you to hear what he had to say about President Trump basically being a genius.
My uncle loved this place. He was, nobody knows about this because it's on the history books, but he was resentful at Dwight Eisenhower for renaming it Camp David. And he, if he had got made it to his second term, he was going to rename it Shangri-La, which was the original name that Roosevelt had named it. But my uncle prided himself on being the most open, transparent administration in history. He was the first president after his press conferences. During his 1,000 days in office, he had about 30 press conferences. You, Mr. President, have press conferences every day. Nobody said anything like that. And here you've opened the inner sanctum of the presidency for the first time in history, and I think that's a beautiful thing. But you also face, although you gave these guys a lot of compliments, the most hostile press corps that any president in the United States history.
I was right. You know,
and including, he's including JFK in that. So he's saying that we're going, you know, when President Trump has us go into these Oval Office meetings and also into, you know, has press conferences every day, you know, that is the inner sanctum. And now we're going to Camp David. This is the first time in history that we've ever been able to go into that place. And he's, you know, inviting us in because he wants to surpass the media, and he wants us to get these clips and to get to understand his comms. And it's really never has happened before. This is a beautiful thing, as Bobby Kennedy says, and they cannot stop him as long as we are listening carefully and sharing this information and being a part of President Trump's team effort. And I'm just so thankful. I want you to, you know, no matter what you have to deal with, and I know if you're like me, you're catching a lot of grief always, but always remember that this is an honor to be a part of what President Trump is doing. It's an absolute honor. And so you'll always know for all of eternity that you were part of the Battle of Armageddon to bring down this criminal cabal, that satanic beast of Revelation. That's the honest truth. So just pinch yourself that you are so blessed. And so just keep fighting. Fight, fight, fight. All right. So here's where President Trump, what is he doing? What has happened this week? The biggest thing, we've had lots of different things going on. I mean, it's hard to even take it all in. But the biggest thing is this whole, exposure of Fauci. And so it's really important that we grab this information and share it everywhere we can. And so one of the things that I pinned over on my X account, which is Melissa Redpill, is this video of Senator Ron Johnson. No one has fought harder than Ron Johnson. And he's just done an amazing job exposing, even during back in the day, how, you know, Remdesivir and just all of it. He exposed the adverse reactions. And so he has this one right here. I want you to hear what he has to say, and then we'll talk about it.
It doesn't improve causation, but, you know, there's correlation. It's there for a safety signal. So ivermectin, over 30 years of FDA reports, 17 deaths per year. Hydroxychloroquine, over 38 years of reporting, 142 deaths per year. Remdesivir, over 5.5 years, 546 deaths per year. The COVID injection, almost 7,000 deaths per year. Which is safest? What did the FDA freak us out about ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, when they turned a complete blind eye toward the injections injury? So I want to enter the quote from the surgeon.
You see what he's saying here. Look at what, you know, they're saying, oh, ivermectin is so dangerous. They had to say this because they wanted to push the jab. And that's, you know, that's the reason that they could not say, oh, well, this is a great alternative. And there, you know, look at how many adverse events with ivermectin, 5,000, nothing, you know, with the flu vaccines, 250,000, with Tylenol, 184,000, ivermectin, hardly anything. Same thing with hydroxychloroquine. You know, anytime you take overdose on anything, then, you know, you can overdose on water, really, and it'll kill you. So, you know, the issue is he's showing this crazy comparison by look at how many adverse reactions there were with the vax. It was 1.6 million just on these records that he has here. So I wanted to make sure it's got 7,000 deaths per year. I'm thinking that there was more, but they didn't record it properly. I appreciate so much Senator Johnson doing this. So I'm going to pop this link over into the chat. So if you can pop that over onto the YouTube, I would really appreciate you guys. So I'll just put in here Senator Johnson. Okay, so you can grab that one and post it. So make sure that you're following me over on my ex, Melissa Redpill, because what I put over there is pretty much the things that I feel like President Trump is saying, 5-5, get this out there. These are clear comms from me, and not just for you to take in, but to share with everybody else. All right, everywhere you can. So 7,000 deaths per year is what they're saying. So which is the safest? So thank you, Ron Johnson, for saying this. And connecting that they couldn't say that ivermectin was to be used because they wanted to push the jab.
By the way, here's the answer. Cheryl Atkinson in an interview said that when it comes to money, we check financial ties among experts on the government panel devising coronavirus treatment guidelines, which had the effect of dialing back hydroxychloroquine use and giving an edge to remdesivir. We found the 11 members reporting links to a drug company, 9 of them named relationships to remdesivir's maker, Gilead. 7 more, including 2 of the committee leaders, have ties to Gilead beyond the 11 months they had to disclose. 2 were on Gilead's advisory board, others were paid consultants or received research support and honoraria. By the way, within the study, I think one of the study participants was an employee of Gilead. A bunch also had conflicts with Gilead. So, gee, I wonder why. You know, their conflicts of interest, Gilead made billions of dollars off of remdesivir and people died. In terms of ignoring safety signals, you can probably put that down now. This has come to light. This is Dr. Drew Weissman, who got the Nobel Prize for the mRNA platform. He wrote to Dr. Fauci on February 8th of 2020. Tony, I wanted to alert you to some.
Yeah, I really appreciate everything that he has done. So let's make sure to get that out there. So the other thing is, okay, so some people will watch Senator Johnson. Some people will watch Nicki Minaj. Maybe you're not a follower of Nicki Minaj, but I want you to see what she has put out there. And thus far, it's gotten, let me just refresh it. It's gotten over 2 million views, 2.2 million, yeah, 2.3 million views. And so she is exposing the Dear Diary. We're going to get into how this diary got out there. So that's another part of President Trump's genius. So check out Nicki Minaj. You know that this is reaching likely a lot of the people who took the jab, who trusted the government. And so now she is ridiculing him and bringing to light what he has done. So check this out.
This is hot for me. They say I'm sexier than Tyra Banks. Julia Roberts gasped when she saw how handsome I was. Brad Pitt played me on SNL. Never mind that I set millions of children back years on their education. Never mind that the elderly are alone and afraid, dying by themselves. Yeah, the press is hot for me. They're really hot for me. I'm coining terms like Fauci, ouchie. I've got bobbleheads. And if anyone asks questions, me and my gang ruins their lives. I'm writing an autobiography. I think I'm going to call it Fauci Ouchie.
I'm so thankful for Nicki Minaj. She is reaching people that you and I likely would never be able to reach, and millions just with one post. Really amazing. She also posted this one right here, a preemptive pardon for America's doctor. You know, I wonder how many of the people knew that he had this pardon. And so now, you know, if they're looking into this, they'll likely find out that he pled the fifth 111 times. Just by the way, I posted the post 111. If you haven't read the post 111, I would really encourage you to do that. It's over on my social media. And so I love post 111. It's one of my all-time favorites. And so read it very, very carefully. Anyway, but yeah, thank you, Nicki Minaj, for doing this. Because yeah, anytime someone's getting a preemptive pardon, that tells you something is very, very fishy. So thank you, Nicki Minaj, for doing that. Now, someone else that people probably would not, you know, maybe if they don't follow Nicki Minaj, they don't follow Senator Johnson, they might follow Stephen Smith. This is something I'm just so thankful that we finally have this coming out, you know, with we've known this information for a long, long time. A lot of people have not. And so, you know, now that this came out, now that he's gone before Congress and Fauci has gone before Congress and has pled the fifth 111 times, it's drawn a lot of attention and people have got looked into it, and including Stephen Smith, who has a huge following. I don't know if you knew, but he was actually talking about running for president. He feels like he's got that big of a following. And so look at what he says. He's apologizing to Kyrie Irving. Kyrie Irving is a player for the Brooklyn Nets. Because of not being willing to take the jab, he lost an estimated $15 million in salary plus a potential $100 million in contract extension. This is the fallout from the people who stood up for themselves. People lost jobs, people lost businesses, people lost, you know, relationships with their family members because they just refused to go along and take this jab. And so Stephen Miller, Stephen Miller's President Trump's advisor who speaks so eloquently. Anyway, Stephen Smith, obviously, don't have a clip of it, but what he's admitting is that he ridiculed and, you know, was, you know, really rude to Kyrie Irving for not taking the jab. And so now he's apologizing, which I appreciate. I appreciate him doing that. And I hope that this is the first of many. And the thing is, you may never get the apology from people. I don't know. I hope you will. You may not. But either way, the fact remains that people are realizing that those of us who stood up and were fighting back and who got silenced and banned deserve an apology, and that we were right and they were wrong. Check it out.
Him the basketball player. This is about him the man. The reality is that Kyrie Irving, no matter what we think, may have been more right than we have given him credit for, and unquestionably was more vilified than he deserved. And ladies and gentlemen, it starts with me. Keep telling y'all before on many, many occasions, I'm a man. If I'm wrong, I'll say I'm wrong. But when it comes to Kyrie Irving, I can't apologize strongly enough. You know, but this is not about him, the basketball player. This is about him, the man. The reality is that Kyrie Irving, no matter what we think, may have been more right than we have given him credit for, and unquestionably was more vilified than he deserved. And ladies and gentlemen,
I appreciate that. I appreciate him saying that. I hope that that others will follow suit. I think that actually the first one to do it was Scott Adams, when he came on and said that those who stood up and refused to take a jab that had not been proven to be safe were the winners, and he was the loser, and he paid with his life, and he made it clear in no uncertain terms that was the case. So I appreciate Stephen Smith doing that. I hope that more and more people will come out, and I think that, you know, this is, I had reposted this, but I'm thinking a lot of people have seen him issue this apology. And so again, whether people have the courage and the fortitude to apologize themselves, at least they're hearing Stephen Smith do it. This is a huge moment. This is a huge moment. We've been waiting for this for far too long. And the people who've suffered, I don't know who is going to get their jobs back and their companies back. It was a bad deal. And it's the fault of the ones who were the brainwashed masses who trusted Fauci, and they realized they really messed up. You know, I will say this, if I had the choice of losing my health or losing a job, I'll tell you which one I would choose. All right. So I appreciate that. I wanted you to know, be aware of that. And so you can go over and look that up over on my social media. Okay. So appreciate that. Just search up Stephen Smith. All right. Then, okay. How did this diary come to be in the hands? Because this diary is really so embarrassing. How did it come to be in the hands of the government? How did it come to be in the hands of Congress? How did it come to be in the hands of those who could put this out on social media for all eyes to see and just bring Fauci to a laughingstock before all the world? How did that happen? Well, did you know that he actually emailed it on a government server to his private email? So once that happens, anything that's emailed on a government server becomes property of the government. Now, he's been so prideful and he's been so reckless, he felt that, you know, that he was safe. Clearly, he felt that he could get away with anything. A man who would literally start a pandemic worldwide, the pan means world, a worldwide pandemic, of course, he would feel like he could get away with anything, including murder. So stupidly, he emailed the diary to himself on government servers as he was leaving office with the intention of writing a book, therefore making the property of the federal government. Yeah, is he really that stupid? Now, this is from MJ Truth. I really appreciate it. For some reason, he's catching a lot of grief from X, and I don't know why. Don't really understand why. So go in and make sure to support him because he does a really amazing work. Thank you. We love you, MJ. So was he that stupid, or was it intentional? And so he brought up about Hunter Biden giving this laptop to this computer repair shop. And we've even been told on the board, why would Hunter Biden risk turning over such material to a computer repair shop with the contents unrestricted and clearly damning evidence on there? On purpose, years of being treated poorly by POP, or simple negligence? Which was it? Leading us to believe that he gave this to them so that this could be in a position to be shared with the world. Why wouldn't he want to reclaim knowing the contents on the drive could bury Pops and the family? So, you know, that, you know, he's in a very difficult position. I would not want to be him. I would not want to have Biden as my father and all that he's likely gone through. You know, no wonder the guy ended up on drugs. So we were led to believe that he did this intentionally, and it got into the world, into the atmosphere of data. And so, you know, into the hands of those who can prosecute him and his family. So they're saying what they're leading me to believe in you is that the same thing happened with this diary, that, you know, he did this. You know, was it intentional? Who knows? You know, was this something that he's just stupid? Either way, however it happened, it is now before the eyes of people all over the world, and so it's exposing him for being, you know, not only a sociopath but also a narcissist of the worst sort. I mean, that's a bad combination with somebody with this kind of power that the media is covering up for. It gets really, really scary really fast. So yeah, don't forget that our wonderful HHS secretary Robert Kennedy, who was talking about this dear diary, it's not really it was more like a diary, like not like a little girl with the ponytail. It's more of a diary for him to keep records of everything that had happened over the period of this pandemic so he could cash in with a book, right? But RFK wrote this book called The Real Anthony Fauci. Let that sink in. Our HHS secretary, the nephew of our wonderful President JFK, who was killed by this criminal cabal, CIA, he wrote a book, and then not only titled The Real Anthony Fauci, but subtitled Bill Gates, Big Pharma, and the Global War on Democracy and Public Health. How about that for a title? So he's out there exposing this criminal and also how he worked with Bill Gates. So I want to briefly give you a link to this also. Here, I'm going to grab this one. I'm going to pop it in here. I'm going to say, I'm just going to put it on here, Gates. Now, my My title for this was Two Sociopaths Had Control of Bioweapons and the Media Covered for Them. What could go wrong? I want you to see what the deal is, that Mauro Knoefel, he's got a huge following also. So definitely, you know, follow him. And so he's getting this truth out about their evil plot. And of course, that the media covered up for. So I want to give you just a little snippet of this. I have so much to share with you. More than likely, I'm going to have to make this into two videos. So I'll share the rest of this probably tomorrow at our 11 a.m. Sunday show. Anyway, Bill Gates got top secret nuclear clearance while Fauci played personal editor. Senator Rand Paul just dropped the documents and they're disgusting. Gates seemed to hold a Q clearance from 2014 to 2021, full access to restricted nuclear data the entire time the country was locked down and lectured by the same circle. Fauci and his people were not just working with him. They were editing his manuscripts, destroying copies in confidence, and treating the Gates Foundation like an extension of the agency. So when you have all these non-governmental agencies that have all this money and this power, then they don't have any oversight. That's the problem. The Gates Foundation doesn't have any government oversight. So they're just like a Medusa arm, okay, to do all their evil. NIH brass were privately scrambling to map how deep the foundation's money went inside their own programs. DARPA brought them in for closed-door biodefense briefings. This was not oversight. We're talking about private channel running between the richest man in the room and the officials who controlled the public health response. They had the clearances, the access, and the protection. The rest of the country got the mandates, the shifting stories, and the consequences. The records are public now. The guys are even more despicable as the days go by. So yeah, so here we are with our wonderful HHS, Health and Human Services Secretary, Robert Kennedy, having this book exposing Fauci and Bill Gates. And now this is coming out. Again, 5-5, clear comms, shared this information. Okay, just popped this. Did I pop it in? I don't know if I did or not. Okay, yeah, I popped it in there called Gates. Okay, so definitely share this information, because this is where they're showing how they do their evil scheme. And Rand Paul exposed this. So thank you, Rand Paul, for doing that. I'm going to just pop this in here. He had Q clearance and a private editor at NIH. Okay, so this is really a hot topic. This is getting a lot of views too. So let's pop this out there. So for people to understand, there's two sociopaths that are running our health worldwide, and the media is covering for them. Yeah. How messed up is that? So this is gigantic for this truth to come out. So again, 5-5, clear comms, get this out there. So you got to love this guy. Now, the other group of people may not look at the Mauro Knoefel. They might not look at Stephen Smith. They might not look at Nicki Minaj, but maybe they'll look at this. This guy is a riot. This guy is great. For some reason, Anthony Fauci felt that it was a good idea to go door to door to get people to take the jab. And this guy is armed with the facts and he's pushing back. And it's so funny. The funniest part is, I may have to play this whole thing because it's so funny. The funniest part is at the end, they're like, oh, so you're going to pass? These people are so dumb. They think that we're dumb. They think that everybody's dumb. Now, there are a lot of people who were the brainwashed masses who just left their brain at the door and just, you know, trusted these people and didn't think for themselves. But this guy's not one of them. Told Fauci straight to his face that, hey, something else is going on. I love this guy. I love this guy. Check it out.
The people in America are not settled with the information that's been given to us right now.
So I'm not going to be lining up taking a shot on a vaccination for something that wasn't clear in the first place. And then you all create a shot in miraculous time. It takes years to create vaccination.
Well, it used to take years.
Okay, it used to.
You know how many years were invested in this approach? About 20 years of science to get us to be able to do it.
20 years is not enough. And 9 months is definitely not enough for nobody to be taking no vaccination that you all came up with.
The only reason I'm talking to you right now, as close as we are, is that I've been vaccinated.
Right.
But if it allow thousands of people like you don't get vaccinated, you're going to let this virus continue to percolate in this country and in this world.
Something like the common flu then, right?
It's much more serious
than the flu. Though.
Well, the flu kills a lot of people annually, too.
You know how many people died of the flu the last year? I mean, not this year, virtually none, but the previous year, about 20 to 30,000. You know, how many?
Okay, why virtually none? Because it was basically a flu. COVID was a flu. He's putting it out there. That's the truth.
People have died from COVID-19 in the United States. 600,000 Americans.
The number that you all given that died, that's once again, that's you all's number.
You going to pass.
Yeah, definitely. Because when you start talking about paying people to get vaccinated, when you start talking about incentivizing things to get people vaccinated, there's something else going on with that.
Something else going on with that. You're right. But I'm glad millions of people like me and most everybody here didn't get incentive. You know what their incentive was? Protecting their health and protecting the city. But I won't keep you anymore.
It's okay, because my incentive, y'all, campaign is about fear. It's about inciting fear in people. You all attack people with fear. That's what this pandemic is. It's a fear. It's fear, this pandemic. That's all it is.
Oh, I love that guy. I just love that guy. I don't know that guy, but I love that guy. He is awesome. So I would really encourage you to get that one out there. Again, Died Suddenly is just, there's such a great site. I would definitely encourage you to follow them. So this is the, I don't know, what do you mean call this? This is the, I'll just call it Great Guy. That like goes, I love him. All right, so there's the link to that one. So I'd really encourage you to share that one. This is unbelievable. That guy did not play. Yes, something else is going on. When you're out here incentivizing people, he just was ready. It's like he knew they were coming. Isn't that great? I just love this guy. So, you know, again, whatever we can do to 5-5 get the clear comms out there. Now, this is an oldie but a goodie. You ready? Bill Cooper, William Cooper, amazing. And he's exposing that Fauci helped to create AIDS. Did you guys know that? That is something really important to push out there, because all of a sudden you start to realize this guy is, you know, not just wrong. He's pure evil. This is intentional. So check this one out.
Going through those populations, and it's really doing a number. That blacks, theory, Hispanics, and homosexuals.
That theory has made news. I've heard that before. And it's been debunked very clearly by the public saying, oh, that's ridiculous. But you're saying that may indeed be the case.
It's not ridiculous. I actually saw this in documents. And the project name was Project Naomi. MK Naomi was the name of it. It was a CIA project, the AIDS, whatever causes AIDS, whatever that turns out to be, according to those documents, was developed at Fort Detrick, Maryland, under a CIA project called MK Naomi. It was financed by $10 million for the Department of the Army's biological warfare programs. It was carried out, supervised by the CIA, carried out by scientists who work for the Special Operations Division of the Department of Defense. It's going, it's doing its job.
Disease. I'll get to in some of the latest slides how this disease, which we surmised early on, started off in the male homosexual population in this country. Not that it was anything intrinsically different or wrong or what have you about homosexuality. It was very simple. It's straightforward epidemiology. You take an infectious agent and you introduce it into a population in which the spread among those individuals, if it's sexual contact spread, it's a perfect setup to spread. In any event, what we had was a concentration of cases, as you'll see here, in the New York metropolitan area, New York City and New Jersey, and in Los Angeles. Take an infectious agent and you introduce it into a population. You take an infectious agent and you introduce it into a population. You take an infectious agent and
you introduce it into a population.
There you go. I'm so thankful for William Cooper. Bill Cooper is he was awake when nobody was awake, and he knew all this, and he was such a great spokesman to explain, you know, how the CIA was doing all this, and he exposed MK Naomi with how they introduced AIDS into the population. Pure evil sociopath. So I just popped that one in there called AIDS, and then I put the link. Okay, so I just some. So thankful for these people. So yeah, 5-5, get this out there. Then this is the next one I want you to see. Do you think this is true? There's a lot of scuttlebutt that Mother Teresa was actually a Father Teresa. I don't know. I don't know if she's a man. I don't know if it's hard to tell anymore, but that they're related, that's actually the parent of Anthony Fauci. And just look, I mean, it just really looks like it could be the case. You know, you put the little hoodie on Anthony Fauci, and there you go. So I would not at all be surprised. And this was crimes against children. Yeah, this is what this is why we started. With the whole reason you are involved in this movement, and I am, is because we're like, we cannot allow them to, you know, do this to the children. And this is what we're up against. They're trying to kill off humanity. Whether it's to be honest, they're trying to kill off the old people because the old people know what's up, and they're trying to call the old people, you know, every name in the book so that the young people won't listen to them. And they're trying to kill off the children or make them where they can't have children. I mean, this is pure evil. This is why we got started in this thing, because we can't, you know, let humanity die off. This is the truth. This is Armageddon. That's what Armageddon is about, is stopping demons from killing off humanity, which is what they've been trying to do for eons. It says here, wait until the world finds out about Anthony Fauci and Father Teresa were father and son. Never forget why we started. It always was and still is about the children, crimes against our children. Military is the only way. No deals. There you go. Yeah. So that, there you go on that. So I think did I put that? I'll grab it real quick and pop that over there too, so you can grab that and share it. So I'll just call that Father Teresa. I think it's little Teresa. No, just Garrett. Okay. All right. So there's that one. I'm not going to go into, you know, just play the whole video on that, but you can go grab it if you want to, and to share it. All right. So here's the, we'll play this of President Trump. Yeah. He looks pretty scared, and maybe not just because he's getting a jab of the COVID jab, but some other type of jab. I will say this, treason deserves the death penalty. That's what treason does. You get just the death penalties. Check this out.
Anthony, settle down, Anthony. Trust the science. You're just a little behind on all your shots.
Yeah. It's, trust the science. Trust the science. Yeah. When the needle goes in, trust the science. I think that, they know we're coming for them. This is a big moment in the history of the world that we're finally have them on the run. Very, very exciting. All right. So, now let's see if there's anything else. Is that one? I think I'll end up talking about that one tomorrow because our time's going to run out. I do want to read to you one amazing passage. This is in the book of Habakkuk. I love Habakkuk. If you're not familiar with Habakkuk, please go and read the book. Actually, let me grab this one real quick. This one is called End Times Major Clues for Minor Prophets. And it's once you have the Rubik's, not the Rubik's Cube, that's a little game, the Rosetta Stone, then you know the truth about what the minor prophets were trying to tell us. They were trying to wake us up. Here's the book, End Times Major Clues from Minor Prophets. Major Clues from Minor Prophets. This is the Habakkuk. Oh my goodness, I love him so much. This is the one that says, you know, if it tarries, wait for it will surely come and it will not be delayed. You know, we're sitting there going, when are these people going to be arrested, right? And so Habakkuk knew very well how we feel. And so the last verse of the book of Habakkuk is a verse that you're familiar with. It says in verse 19, of chapter 3, the sovereign Lord is my strength. He makes me as sure-footed as a deer, able to tread upon the heights. And I will tell you this right now. We've been able to tread on the heights. And I really appreciate Miss Jacob saying this morning about how I'm, you know, able to bring peace. It's because I'm able to tread upon the heights. I'm able to tread upon the heights. He has made me as sure-footed as a deer. He has made you as sure-footed as a deer. Have you ever seen a deer climbing on the mountains? They just act like they're just walking on the ground. It's no big deal. We are walking on treacherous ground. I'm telling you, I was thinking about this morning and telling the Lord, please, Lord, help them, because they're not going to be able to make it. If they can't start to think for themselves, they're going to get killed off by these people. And help them to think clearly. And thank you, Lord, that you've helped us to think clearly. And he's made us sure-footed as a deer so that we can, you know, whatever comes along, and we're going to talk tomorrow about, you know, this whole invasion, you know, all these things that come on, we can see clearly and not, we're not led around by the nose by the mainstream media, which is the enemy of the people. How many times has Trump told us that? So I want you to see that's the end of it. So how does Habakkuk, when he starts the whole book of Habakkuk, there's only three chapters, that how does he come to this point when he started where he was so frustrated and so fearful and so, you know, hiding under the bed? How does he get to this point where he says, yet I'll rejoice in the Lord, I'll be joyful in the God of my salvation? Okay, so I'm going to scroll up a little bit and just read a little bit to you from the third chapter. So, you know, he's been asking the Lord, how are you allowing these people to get away with this? How is this happening? Why are they not being arrested? That's the very thing that we feel. And, you know, Habakkuk was awake. So it was really frustrating when so many of the people were not awake. We're living in a much better day where so many more people are awake and awakening more and more every day. So I want you to hear what he said finally when he realized the Lord was going to deal with these people. Don't ever doubt it. They will be dealt with and they will be brought down. This is the clear comms that we're not just getting this truth out there and exposing Fauci and exposing Bill Gates for no reason. This is the day where they're going to be, their whole criminal network is being brought down before our eyes. As you know, if you have the eyes to see it, you see that that's the case. So look at what he's saying. I've heard all about you, Lord. I'm filled with awe by your amazing works. In this time of our deep need, help us again as you did in years gone by. And in your anger, remember your mercy. I see God moving across the deserts from Edom. Edom is the land of evil, the evildoers. Esau, the ones who are rebels against the Lord, moving from Edom, the Holy One coming from Mount Paran. His brilliant splendor fills the heavens, and the earth is filled with his praise. His coming is as brilliant as the sunrise. Rays of light flash from his hand, where his awesome power is hidden. Pestilence marches before him. Plague follows close behind. When he stops, the earth shakes. When he looks, the nations tremble. He shatters the everlasting mountains and levels the eternal hills. He is the eternal one. Listen to this. Look at this. Get a vision of the Lord in control of the earth. The Lord reigns. The Lord rules. There's nothing that can stop what is coming because the Lord is in control. And the Lord is leading this movement. The Lord is leading this movement. There's no doubt. If you haven't seen it before, go to my website, melissaredpill.com. This is the beautiful sign that we were told to watch for in the heavens. It's called the sign of the Son of Man. It happened September 23rd, 2017. This was the kickoff to the Battle of Armageddon. And I can't tell you when it's going to end, but I'll tell you it started right here with this beautiful sign that the Lord gave us in the heavens. And so he is marching. His truth is marching on. His truth, he has plague and pestilence against them, not against humanity indiscriminately. That's what they taught us in church. That's not the truth. The truth is the Lord is going to destroy these evildoers and cast them into hell. If you didn't see my video I did with Nino, I talked about President Trump talking about open the gates of hell. It's not to let demons out. It's to put them in and to slam the door shut. This is what it talks about in Revelation 19 and in Revelation 20. He shatters the everlasting mountains and levels the eternal hills. He is the eternal one. He is the one who's in control. Remember that. When you see all this stuff on the news and, you say all this stuff on social media that's supposed to strike fear, be like that guy on this porch. Y'all are just trying to strike fear. I'm not playing it. I love that guy. He was tough as nails. I love him. I see the people of Cushan in distress and the nation of Midian trembling in terror. That's the evildoers. That's the evildoers. That's the gates. That's the Faucis. They're trembling in fear. Did you see Fauci before Congress and he was trying to hold the paper and the paper's just shaking? Did you see that? Was it in anger, Lord, that you struck the rivers and parted the sea? Were you displeased with the rivers and the sea? No. You were sending your chariots of salvation. When you see all this, remember this. So important. So important. Remember, this is the salvation of the Lord to expose this. The Lord knew all this was going on, that they've been running this for years. All of this is to expose it and to bring it down. The Lord is opening up the Red Sea, not because opening up these documents, not because he hates humanity, but because he loves humanity and is saving humanity. The salvation, the chariots of salvation. You brandish your bow and your quiver of arrows. Okay. A bow is like a bow and arrow. So a quiver is what you if you hold it like a backpack and you hold all these arrows in your quiver and you pull them out and you brandish your bow to pull that bow out and to sling those arrows exactly where to the perfect target. That's what I'm telling you today. All these things I've asked you to share today, and I've sent you the links. And make sure, you know, my moderators, please put them into the comment section. Those are things, because in case someone's not here on the chat, in the live chat, those are our arrows to sling out and get the truth out there. President Trump can do a lot. He can do a lot, but he can't do it all. He can't do it all. He's expecting us to be a part of this army to shoot these arrows, okay? And so you split open the earth with flowing rivers. The mountains watched and trembled. Onward swept the raging waters. The mighty deep cried out, lifting its hands in submission. Like, oh my gosh, the Lord is coming to tear them a new one. He's going to tear them up, destroy them. Yeah. The sun and the moon stood still in the sky as your brilliant arrows flew and your glittering spear flashed. You marched across the land in anger and trampled the nations in your fury. It's not nations like you would normally think of nations. Remember that it's nations as in the Nazis, the New World Order, the criminal cabal. Okay. The ones who rule, the ones who've been oppressing the nations. Okay. Oppressing the world. You went out to rescue your chosen people, to save your anointed ones. You crushed the heads of the wicked and stripped their bones from head to toe. Who loves some Habakkuk? Who loves some Habakkuk? If anybody says these people are not going to be crushed from head to toe, they need to read some Habakkuk. Habakkuk is telling us what's going on. I love you, Habakkuk. With his own weapons, you destroyed the chief of those who rushed out like a whirlwind, thinking Israel would be easy prey. I'm going to show you this one. With his own weapons, with his own diary. I love it. With his own foolishness, his own narcissism. The Lord is destroying those who rushed out to destroy us. Their own words. Their own words are coming back to bite them in the behind. And thinking that we would be easy prey. No, not so fast. We're all like that guy on the porch saying, uh-uh, not doing it. Not doing it. You trampled the sea with your horses and the mighty waters piled high. And so Habakkuk says, I trembled inside when I heard this. My lips quivered with fear. My legs gave way beneath me and I shook in terror. He's like, oh my gosh, the Lord is going to destroy them. He is going to tear them up. He's going to wreak such havoc, they won't even believe it. So Habakkuk is flipping out too, because he's like, this is frightening. I know the Lord's not coming after me, but this is just frightening, just the thought of it, just the look of it. Look at what the Lord is going to do. It's just, it's going to be biblical. It's going to be a bloodbath. And so Habakkuk ended up right here. He says, I will wait for the coming day when disaster will strike the people who invade us. This is where I want you to land. Okay, everybody. Habakkuk chapter 3, verse 16. I love all the 3:16s. I don't know, are always so rich and good. I'll wait for the coming day when disaster will strike the people who invade us. I want you to put this on your refrigerator. Put this by your bedstand. Put this everywhere you can see it. I'm going to wait patiently like a weaned child. I will wait. A weaned child is not going to always cry for the bottle. I'm waiting for the coming day when the Lord will strike them. Now, we see him striking through Trump, through patriots. But what we're looking for is the day when he will destroy them, right? Strike as in obliterate. I'm going to wait quietly. I'm going to wait patiently. I'm going to watch the plan. I'm going to enjoy the show. I'm going to trust the Lord. He says, even though the fig trees have no blossoms and there are no grapes on the vines, even though the olive crop fails and the fields lie empty and barren, even though the flocks die in the fields and the cattle barns are empty, even if your family members are me being mean to you, even if you've lost your job, even if you are ridiculed and demeaned and demoralized, even if fill in the blank, right? Even if the cupboard is bare, I'll rejoice in the Lord. I'll rejoice in the Lord. He's always taking care of us. He's always seeing us through. He's always going to, you know, but we have to listen to him and we have to be brave and we have to follow what he is putting in our hearts. We have to. That's the only safe place, is to stand right beside him. That's the only place of joy. That's the only place of peace. Y'all know that. I'm not telling you anything you don't know. The only way that you can have any peace in this world is by walking with the Lord and listening to him and following him no matter what. No matter what kind of baloney happens, okay? I'll rejoice in the Lord. I'll be joyful in the God of my salvation. The sovereign Lord is my strength. He makes me as sure-footed as a deer, able to tread upon the heights. I'm so happy that the Lord guides us. You thought before this whole thing that the Lord was talking to you. You knew he was. You knew you heard his voice. My sheep hear my voice and they follow after me. Right? In John chapter 10, the voice of another, they just simply won't follow. And maybe that we catch some grief. Another verse I want you to remember. He says, if you love anything more than me, father, mother, daughter, son, more than me, you're not worthy of me. We got to be tough. We got to be strong. We've got to be willing to listen and follow him no matter what. No matter what. Okay? And then and only then are we sure-footed as a deer. Okay? So I hope you like that. I hope that encouraged you. It does me. I'm just talking to myself. Am I talking to y'all or am I talking just to myself? I hope that you receive that and you get a big benefit out of that. Like I said, seriously, write this down, take a screenshot, put it on your phone, put it on your screensaver, whatever it is, so that you can see these beautiful passages that Habakkuk finally came to grips with because he couldn't have peace otherwise. What it is. All right. So if you are not familiar with this book, where I decode the minor prophets, they're all like that. They're all so good. I love the minor prophets so much, almost as much as that guy on the porch. I love me some Habakkuk and some Joel and some Zephaniah. Oh, they're so good. So definitely check into it. Read it again. If you've already read it, please go ahead and put a review over on Amazon. If you will, please. I would just love that. And it helps people to see how great the wonderful truth is from God's word. So definitely check into, here's the page called freedomforce.life/endtimes. I'm going to pop this one over here. That's where you can get the books right there. It's the Amazon link, and just type in end times and 1,000 years of peace and you'll see it in case you don't get the link. But anyway, here's the freedomforce.life/endtimes where you can see the wonderful truth about the end times. It's the end times for them. And 1,000 years of peace for us. And here's a little video I would love for you to share. Is this the Great Awakening? So definitely share that. You'll really enjoy that. And other people will really get a lot out of it, especially if they're hiding under the bed and thinking we need to escape Earth. It's like, stop. And no, we're not leaving. His kingdom come. His will be done on Earth as it is in heaven. Right, you guys? And if you haven't done this, you can go to do the study guide for the end times and then go through each chapter. It's 22 videos. Chapter by chapter by chapter, each of the minor prophets. You will absolutely, absolutely love it. They're just the best. I love me some minor prophets. And also you can listen to the books over here on my audiobook page over on my melissaredpill.com, freedomforce.live. Those are two different ways to get there, freedomforce.live or melissaredpill.com. And you can also, like I said, get the audiobooks. They're also on Kindle. Just by the Who, my wonderful coast writer found that I had made a little boo-boo. So re-download chapter 14 from the Golden Age. I had said that Elton John was the one who did the Pinball Wizard, but it was the Who. So Coast Rider corrected me. Anyway, so I appreciate everybody making sure everything is as neat as a pin on my books, because I want it to be very clear comms. 5-5, right? I think that's everything. Let's pray. Thank you again, Lord. We praise you that you've made us sure-footed as a deer. Thank you, Lord, that you guide us every step of the way, that this is your plan and that nothing can stop what is coming. You are the one who is going to wreak havoc on them. And we're not going to tremble in fear. We're going to trust you and trust your plan and know that you are coming to a salvation for us and the destruction for them. Thank you so much, Lord, for helping us to understand what's going on. Thank you for our wonderful president and for RFK and all these ones who are fighting on the front lines and have put themselves at such risk. Please, Lord, protect them, guard them. Don't let one hair fall from their heads. We pray that you just keep them strong and give them this great wisdom like you have, President Trump, great genius. And those who have done evil, I have them tremble in fear, like Fauci and Gates, and that everybody, help everyone to see the truth about what is happening, about who these people really are, and that they were wrong to trust in them. Thank you for Stephen Miller and Nicki Minaj and Knopfle and all these ones who are trying to get this truth out. Help us to be shoot these arrows as fast and far as we possibly can, so that people wake up. And just thank you. We praise you. I pray for everyone on the battalion. You just continue to bless them and strengthen them, make them sure-footed as a deer, Lord, to able to tread on the heights, strengthen their health, strengthen their hearts, strengthen their peace, strengthen their families, give them all the courage that they need for each and every day, and just help them know that you are right beside them and you're very proud of them for being part of your army. We pray all this in your wonderful name, King Jesus. Amen. All right, guys, I love you. Oh, there was one other post that we saw on dated July 31st, because today is August 1. It said, world is about to change. Come on, let's go. Let's get it. Let's go. And also, don't forget to go and check out, if you haven't seen the health page yet, when you go over here and you check out this health page, definitely watch the videos. If you haven't done this already, go and check out my videos that I have and the links I have about your health. And so, as RFK was talking about, these people, you can't trust these people. You cannot trust these people for your health. These are ones that work alongside RFK and are really trying to help get the truth out about how to truly restore your health. Okay. Dealing with fungus, the healthy way, making sure your gut is super, super strong with probiotics. Absolutely amazing. How to get rid of the spike protein, how to purge any of these toxins, how to have these micronutrients to make sure that your cells work amazing. So yeah, you know about Sally's story. If you haven't heard my story about freedomforce.live/cancer, go there and learn about how to defeat cancer. Amazing day. So thankful for these amazing people who have put themselves at risk because they're trying to help to save our lives. Thank you, Lord, for them too. All right, guys, I love you. I'll see you tomorrow at 11 a.m., okay, on the same channel, same, everything same, but I'll see you at 11 a.m. because I've got so much more to share with you, but I will do it then, and I will talk to you later.
Pure white linen followed him on white horses. From his mouth came a sharp sword to strike down the nations. He will rule them with an iron rod. He will release the fierce wrath of God, the Almighty, like juice flowing from a wine press. On his robe at his thigh was written this title, King of Kings and Lord of Lords.